In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I guess we could call this Sunday the Sunday of the Second Chance. Epistle and Gospel lead us to do that. You see, St. Paul is talking to the Ephesians. He's not telling them, you are all saints. You are the crowd of perfect people who already obtained every single virtue. On the contrary, he accused them, you are sinners. You see, if you find a church pretending that all the members of that church will be perfect, you can be sure that this church is a fraud, always a fraud. I remember that bishop telling me once about this lady who came to him saying, Bishop, I am tired of the Catholic Church. They are all sinners, priests, bishop, everybody. I have found a church where everybody is holy. A church made of all saints. And the bishop smiled and said, Ma'am, I am sorry for that denomination. They might have been made with all saints before you came in, but now, not anymore. Too bad. If you think to be a saint without sin, immaculate, let's examine yourself again. I can tell you you're not. Unfortunately. True saints, with humility, confess that they are sinners. They know that. The common say goes that every saint sins 7 times a day. It seems discouraging somehow, and yet say, hey, we have some chance. Of course, there are different kinds of sins. And we can assume, we want to assume, that we all are free from habitual mortal sins. That we all understood that we want to follow our Lord Jesus Christ, and that the basic sins are conquered, even though we all know that's not that true. We want to get rid of venial sin as well. As St. Francis of Sales goes as far to say, venial sins are not enough. We want to reach that point where we don't even want venial sin, the desire of venial sin, the attachment to venial sin. St. Paul reminds us today that through our baptism, through the grace of God that leads us here, through conversion, constant conversion, we are transformed into a new man. Let go away the old man, put on the new man. And he says that is done through justice and truth. Justice is about action. What do you do to love God? Truth is about our thoughts, our mind. What do you say? How do you pray? Normally, our actions and our thoughts and our actions should be united. And that's not true. Because of original sin, since original sin, there is a big mess in us, in the world. The spirit is prompt, we know what we should do, but the flesh is weak. And the apostles of the Gentiles. Invite his faithful of Ephesus to consider themselves. He is talking to a community like ours, well established now. A community of people that strive to be saints. There are no beginners as we are. And then he told them, you are just a bunch of sinners. And I can tell you that you are sinning in three ways. You are liars. You are getting angry all the time. And you steal. Say, what? What are you talking about? How could you blunt today, Father? How dare you to say that to me? I don't, St. Paul does. The three defects of three sins: stealing, lying, being angry, and truth itself in our life the way more than we think. It is easy to lie. Very easy. Once again, I hope I am not speaking about not telling the truth, or about conscientiously, deliberately saying something against the truth that cannot lie. But there are so many little lies that we baptize very easily, like white lies. They are lies. Or the way we act that are not conform with the way we think, pretending to be somebody when you are not. Pretending to like somebody when we hate them. Telling nice things in front and evil in the back. Smiling in face, but not behind. Not that everything should be said. We don't need to tell the truth and to throw the truth to everybody in face. Sometimes we do. And if not, we are liars. Because we have responsibility to say, you are wrong right now. Sometimes we have to be careful. Charity strikes us. And why do we need to do that? St. Paul gives us a reason. We need to say the truth because we are the member of one another. We are one another's members. We care for each other. Anger. Anger is a passion of the soul that we need. It's like the fuel that makes us move. I need to have that. I need to have this passion to say, it's not right. I want it. I'm going to fight for it. But as such, it is a good thing at the beginning. It becomes very easily sinful. And anger is not always the one of Jesus in the temple, but becomes just the manifestation of my frustration, my envy, my jealousy, my resentments, my bitterness, my animosities toward others. No, anger is not always just, always right. And we have to be able to forgive and to put things in their just place. Don't let anger stay in your heart overnight. If St. Paul says you have to tell the truth because we are the member of each other, he says don't let anger because the devil possesses your soul. Stealing. What did you steal today? I don't steal, Father, I'm past that. No. Once again, I'm not talking about candies or money. St. Paul talks about things like dignity, taking away the dignity of somebody that is understood. Taking away time that doesn't belong to you, but belongs to God. Speaking about affection that we owe to each other. And it goes further. Why are we stealing? Because we are not generous. He says, you steal if you keep things that belong to you just for yourself. It's terrible. He puts the thing very high. If you own something and you don't share, you steal, says St. Paul. Popleo, in that case, he explores his multifacets of generosity. Let's go to the gospel today. The wedding feast. The guests that refuse to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. There are many, too many. And God burned their cities, killed them. Let's go. And there are those who come, who pretend to come, and they don't want to put on the white garments. Let not mock God. God sees inside. God is patient. Oh, God knows how patient He is. And sometimes it upsets us. Say, God, why don't you do something about that? How do you let that go? Thank you, my God, for being patient. First with me. If not, I will not be here to talk about it with all of you. But the infinite patience of God is limited. Not in God, but by mine. I can tell you with certain sadness that if God is always multiplying His movement of generosity towards us, that He will always forgive us. Not a first time, not a second time, not a third time, not a fourth time, but 7 times 7, infinitely, again and again. He will always forgive us, no matter what we did. But what about us? Are we always going to be able to come to God and to ask for forgiveness? That is not sure. God procures the invitation. God invites us to conversion. God gives us a white garment. He gives us everything. But if we do not put it on, it's worthless. The prayer of the month, the collect, always read the collect. Make sure, it says, to remove from us in our body and soul anything that could stop us loving you with full liberty. Teach me that. God called everybody, but not everybody will go to heaven. A few, He says. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.